We are going to go to our finalizations before we take a break. So that takes us to number 14 on our agenda, Custer State Park hunting seasons, which we have Matt Snyder in person with us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, the regional supervisor out here in the West. Before us today, we have the Custer State Park bison hunt season. We had no public comments on this, as you guys are well aware of, and no changes from proposals. So just to quickly go over the four things that are changes from the last one is allowing archery equipment for the trophy and the non-trophy bison hunts, the bull bison hunts. We're looking to decrease the allowable hunting days for the trophy bulls from 3 to 2. On average, they're filling their tags within a day or day and a half. So this will allow for more opportunity to get the additional licenses we're proposing. On the trophy bull licenses, we're looking to increase from 8 to 10. And on the non-trophy bull licenses, we're looking to go from 15 to 20. So that basically wraps up what we proposed over the last couple months, and looking for your approval and stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions? This is 14A. Yes.
Commissioner Beast, how do you do your selection on your cull bulls? You got a criteria you're following, or do you just go out and pick one and shoot one?
On the trophy bulls, they generally are looking for those 10-year-plus bulls is what they're looking at, and they'll find them in the park, and they kind of present them to those hunters that are looking to harvest, and if they like what they're seeing, they take them. So on the non-trophy bulls, they basically, through the process of the roundup and working those animals, a lot of them are your two-year-old bulls that are get past the fertility test, and so we just offer them up for a hunt is how we do that for them. So
any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, this is the finalization process again. Custer State Park hunting seasons, Custer State Park bison. This is 14A on our agenda. We do need to move forward. Move to approve by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adopting 14A, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we'll move to 14B, Custer State Park coyote hunting season, and Mr. John Canto is back with us. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, John Canto, Terrestrial Section Chief. And yes, next we have the Custer State Park coyote hunting season. The proposal is to extend the coyote season to run from November 1 through April 30th, so we're adding some days onto the beginning of the season there. And then also removing the restriction to close the season, or excuse me, for the hours of the season, a half hour before sunrise to half hour after sunset. So this would allow it to go around the clock. And then there was also some rules that were redundant in this chapter that are covered in another chapter. So you did propose to repeal those. The department did have one recommended change to the proposal. And as you can see there, we're asking that you remove the reference to unit CUC-CU1. That unit isn't currently defined in rule. And upon looking at some other chapters and going through this, we didn't see a need to keep that in there. So we are asking that you amend the current proposal to strike that language and then move forward. And just so you're all aware, that change would be within the scope of the public notice, so we're covered there. But with that, Madam Chair, I'd ask you to please amend the proposal and vote on that, and then if you're good on that, then to move forward with finalization.
Very good. I would like to move forward with this amendment, so we're talking on the final bill, final issue as it's moving forward. So we need a motion to amend. Moved by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of amending, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is now amended. So now in its amended form, does anyone have any questions or comments about the item before us? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second for the amended version.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of adopting the amended proposals, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted as amended.
Excellent.
Thank you.